about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. In just a few moments, we'll be introducing our in-studio guest. But as we start off, we invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ, to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Verses 1 through 23, all of Ephesians chapter 1. Lord, thank you for the fact that you've loved us with an everlasting love. You've loved us so wonderfully that you sent your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, into the world. He came, he lived, he died on the cross to pay for our sins, and 3 days later he rose up from the dead so that we could be saved. You saved us and you adopted us into your family, and thank you for the privilege of being able to be a part of your family, the family of God. And what an honor and a blessing and a privilege it really, really is. Lord, help us to grow today in our understanding of what great and supernatural love that was and continues to be, and help us to come to better understand the wonderful place of adoption in the kingdom of God and the will and the work of God in the world. We love you, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and I'd like to introduce our in-studio guest. Ms. Lynn Mullins is the director of the Columbus Office of Bethany Christian Services of Mississippi, which is an adoption ministry, which I believe is actually the largest adoption agency in the United States. But Lynn, good to have you with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us here, and appreciate you taking the time to come in to be in studio with us today. And as we start off, I'm going to let you tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself, as well as the ministry of Bethany Christian Services.
Okay. Well, I'm from different places. I was asked where I was from, and I grew up in Nigeria as a missionary kid, and that's okay. Where the Lord first began to teach me about adoption and for me to see that for myself. And pretty amazing experiences growing up with adopted kids and families. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that is where he began to show that very scripture where those kids were taken in as a part of their family, where they actually are part of the inheritance of that family. And so mm-hmm. it's as though they are flesh of their flesh and blood of their blood. And that's the amazing part of the Lord adopting us and taking us into his family. I started with Bethany about 6.5 years ago as the adoption specialist and became the director in August, mm-hmm. began working full time. And it's been an amazing journey to learn about the different parts of adoption. So often people think that it's just about a baby and people getting a baby and how amazing that is. But there's mm-hmm. so many more parts to that. And
what would you say, like, for example, again, that is correct. Bethany is the largest Christian adoption agency in the U.S. at this
point. That's right. That's correct.
Right. And are you all in all 50 states?
No, we're in over 30 states, somewhere around 35 states right now.
Okay, then. And you do both U.S. adoptions and international adoptions as well?
We sure do. We work with several countries, and then we have social services in some countries where we don't do adoptions. Okay. So we work to minister to children in the name of Jesus Christ around the world, mm-hmm. children and families.
Okay. Now, some countries don't allow children to be adopted out of them. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Why would they not want that to happen with children that are orphans and need a home?
Well, there are different reasons in different places. One is there's a fear of child trafficking. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there can be all kinds of different reasons. Every country is so different. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I can fully answer that question. Mm-hmm. One country became offended with the United States. And so they ended adoptions with the United States. Now, they do continue to do adoptions with other countries, but not with the U.S. No. That was Russia a couple of years ago. Others have had child trafficking issues, or they might shut their program down for a time while they come in line with something like the Hague Convention, where there's more protection for the families, for the children, the families there within the country, mm-hmm. and the families here in the United States that are adopting.
Okay, then. Well, tell us more about Bethany specifically as an adoption ministry.
Well, Bethany actually does many things. We do work with domestic adoption. Different states have different programs. We have some of our states work with foster care system. We do not do that here in Mississippi. In Mississippi, we work more with expectant parents. We talk with them about, it might be through an initial crisis time, or we might go on and discuss with them parenting. And if they would like to talk about adoption as well. Different people have different needs. They come from different situations and backgrounds. Sometimes they might just need to make that initial phone call with us or to chat with us online, or they might need to go deeper into that and talk more about their life situation. And in each instance, we're going to want to make sure that they're in a safe place and also that they are connected with resources in their community to mm-hmm. make sure that their needs are getting met. Okay. And throughout the process, sometimes women will really believe that adoption is the best plan for them, but then they change their mind a little further down the road.
You mean an expectant mother?
An expectant mother. And so what we want to do is we want to encourage her to also consider both what is going to be her best option for herself and for her child. And, of course, we hope that that's going to be a couple or that she's going to have family that is supporting her through this process. But bare minimum, it is going to be her. And so we want to talk to her about parenting and adoption and what each one of those would look like and what are her resources, what are her possibilities, what does her support system look like for either option, depending on what she would like to do.
Okay. Well, talk to us about just the whole idea that when you have a child that's in a situation where that has neither mother nor father, whether they're in an orphanage or in a situation where they're in foster care or, well, whatever the situation may be, how important it is for a child to obtain what, to use the term, a forever family.
Oh, forever families are priceless for children. It's important for every child to have the opportunity to bond and attach to family members. And when children are in a situation such as an orphanage, even if they're getting great care, they still do not have a mother and a father. And as the scripture has from the very beginning of time, there is a mother and a father to provide for these children, to grow them up in the way of the Lord, to provide for all of their needs in every aspect of their life. And so it's not just physical needs that they have, but they have those relational needs. And so it gives an opportunity for those children indeed to be a part of the inheritance of a family. And at no point do they age out, or do they no longer have a place where they can go back. They will always have that family base to have as they grow up and mature. Mm-hmm. Of course, an older child that's adopted or a child from an orphanage is going to have very different needs than an infant who is adopted. And so it's important for those families to understand the needs of those children and the needs that they're going to have mm-hmm. as they adopt those children.
Okay. Okay. Well, Lynn, would you take time now to pray for our listeners? There might be some listening that it's really from the Lord that some of them would consider adopting themselves. Then there may be others who should be, God would have them to get involved with giving financially to help with the kind of expenses that are involved in adoption. And then there may be those churches that God just wants them to really intercede, to really become prayer warriors, to help the process with all the things that are involved with adoption. Would you pray for those individuals?
Yes. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, that your Holy Spirit guides us. Lord, that your Holy Spirit speaks to us at just the right time and in just the right place. And Lord, that sometimes you've prepared us for years, and sometimes, Lord, it's much more sudden. Lord, we thank you that you hear and you answer our prayers, Lord. Lord, I ask right now that you give guidance and understanding. Lord, each of us, when we fill our place in the body, Lord, then needs are met correctly. And Lord, we can walk strongly together as believers, as one and unified. So Holy Spirit, I ask that you do give guidance at this time, Lord, during this show, Lord, in other places in the community, Lord, as people come and go, Lord, that you will raise up prayer warriors for adoption across the board, that, Lord, they will see and understand that birth parents are important people who are just a part of everyday life, and, Lord, that they have spiritual needs and physical needs, and, Lord, that their needs are ongoing and that their grief doesn't just stop, that it's not just at birthdays, Lord, that they remember those children, Lord, but that it is every day, that it's not children who are unwanted or given away, but, Lord, it is parents making a plan that is best for their children, Lord, to be raised in a strong Christian family, Lord, where they can have all of their needs met. Lord, I thank you so much for our churches and our community, Lord, and I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you raise up more and more churches to support adoption. Lord, whether they are supporting our ministry directly each month, or, Lord, whether they are having people come in and speak and to educate their church members further. Lord, whether it is to start literally a prayer ministry, Lord, to begin to look at the place that their church has for adoption. Maybe even having an adoption grant for adoptive families, whether they're in their church or whether there are other families within the community. Lord, there's so many different areas where we can be a part of adoption to bring glory and honor to your name, Lord. All is a part of kingdom advancement. And Lord, that you have made so absolute in your word how important adoption is. And then, Lord, also to remember that you have adopted us with the intent and understanding that you love us from every nation and every tribe and every tongue. Lord, that you do not decipher by race or background or history or any of those things. And Lord, that you have the great patience and endurance to help us through, Lord, no matter what we come from, whether we're adopted at birth, or, Lord, whether we're adopted when we have really had some pretty serious life experiences, Lord, that you help us, that you're patient with us, and you love us so much through each part of that, that, Lord, as we are transformed and learn more and more about you, to become closer in you, Lord, in our relationship with you, that you transform us into all that you have.
In Jesus' name, amen. Our in-studio guest is Lynn Mullins, Director of the Columbus Office of Bethany Christian Services. We'll be right back after this break.
A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. In a 4-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the use of skin color in the collegiate admissions process in the Fisher versus University of Texas case. You'll notice I said a 4-3 decision. Justice Kagan, former U.S. Solicitor General, recused herself from the case. The move was appropriate because she was involved in the matter prior to joining the court as a justice. Both Justices Ginsburg and Sotomayor conducted same-sex weddings prior to the Obergefell decision. But they didn't recuse themselves from that case. Justice is a slippery concept when the judges personally tip the scales.
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
This is probably the oldest question there is concerning the things of God. Is it okay to ask God questions? If we look at when the angel of the Lord visited Zechariah about he and Elizabeth, he questioned God and it didn't work out too good. The angel of the Lord visited Mary. She questioned God and he gave her an explanation. So what was the difference? Have you ever heard the phrase, when you know better, you do better? I think that that was what was happening with Zechariah. He and Elizabeth weren't young and naive like Mary. They had been around for a minute and they should have known better. God takes not only our actions into account, but our motives too. It's our attitude or the state of our hearts that makes the difference. Don't believe me? Take inventory then. If the Lord were to visit you right now with surprising off-the-wall news, what would your reaction be? If your reaction isn't what it should be, then ask the Lord for help. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. With the upcoming elections is an opportunity to change the direction of our nation for the better or the worse, to change the very future that our children will face. In previous generations, it was this concern for our children which often guided our vote. In a sermon before the Connecticut legislature in 1803, the Reverend Matthias Burnett reminded us, "To you voters, in whose power it is to save or destroy your country, consider well the important trust which God has put into your hands. To God and posterity, you're accountable for them. Let not your children have reason to curse you for giving up those rights and prostrating those institutions which your fathers delivered to you. In this year's elections, for the sake of our children and the type of country that we will leave them, vote, and vote wisely."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.
Music from Forever Jones, the song Every Moment. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. In studio guest is Lynn Mullins, the director of the Columbus Office of Bethany Christian Services of Mississippi, again, an international adoption ministry. Lynn, tell me, as we move into this next segment, what would you say would be some of the most helpful way, what are some of the most important things and ways the church can really support and work with a ministry like Bethany?
Well, one way is to come in and support us financially, of course, to financially support us month by month is very helpful. Having us come in and speak where we can explain our program, maybe even come in and do an information meeting, because then we give the details of domestic adoption, international adoption, and even embryo adoption. And then we have a new program that we are developing in the state of Mississippi called Safe Families for Children. Okay. So it gives us an opportunity for church members to know more, where they may, the Holy Spirit may speak to them, but then they also may have a family member. Maybe they're dealing with infertility issues, or the Lord's been speaking to them about adopting for many years. And so it gives them an opportunity to tell others. And then it gives an opportunity, too, for churches to see where they can help with things like providing a grant for a church member, or providing a grant for maybe just a family in Mississippi to adopt, because adoption can be expensive. Now, we're a not-for-profit agency, and so we have a sliding fee scale for families according to their income and, you know, that type thing. But there are many ways that churches can come in. I think prayer support is such a vital part. But a lot of times when you're praying, you want to know more specifically what you're praying for. And so when people have a better understanding, so often I've had people say, you know, I've heard about all this openness now in adoption. Well, we can come in and we can talk about that, how important openness is and what a great opportunity it is for the child, for the family, and for the birth parents as well. And it brings just a real peace and great opportunity and possibilities for that child, not only when there are medical issues, but also when that child has questions. And sometimes they tend to, as we all did as children, we kind of form our own little story of what things are. But when you're in touch with a birth family, then they have the opportunity to say, you know what, I made this plan for you with this family because I love you so much, and because God has a special plan for your life, and I knew that I could not provide fully for that plan. So churches can come in. Being educated is so helpful. With also, there are a lot of things such as the legal issues, and people just want to know those basics. Well, what if somebody were to come in and want to take their child back? That's one of the biggest questions.
Well, so in other words, like if a church just says they want to maybe give a Bible study time or have a special event where they invite someone in, that's not hard to do.
No, absolutely. We're available Sundays and Wednesdays or any other time.
Okay.
Sometimes if churches are having maybe a missions fair type thing, we can come and set up a booth and speak for a short time, or even to take up the full Bible study time. A church can also offer an event, maybe an adoption celebration day that they offer for the community, but where they have Bethany come in and be a part of that.
Well, Lynn, too, another question that probably a lot of believers and churches would want to know is, how significant is the need for adoption?
There's a significant need. And one of the significant parts of it is having families who believe they are called by the Lord to adopt, and who really are open to any situation, who are open to any needs of that child, whether it's their race, whether it's some special need that they may have, or that we know right up front that they do have. We might have a child that we actually know ahead of time, before they're even born, that they're going to have a medical need. Or we might have a child in a situation where birth mom used drugs or alcohol during her pregnancy, and we don't know if or how that is going to affect that child in the long run. Or birth mom might know that she carries a trait for some genetic disorder that child may or may not have.
Okay. Well, so there are a lot of children that need to be adopted at this point in time, like in, say, the state of Mississippi, would you say?
Well, what we do, of course, that's a pretty broad question. With our agency, what we do is we go ahead and we do a home study for families who are interested in adopting. And then, of course, they can adopt a child through Bethany, but we also encourage them to be open to any opportunity to adopt. They might find an opportunity privately or through another agency or something like that. Now, with foster care, with older child adoption, with international adoption, there's just simply always a need.
Mm-hmm. Lots of children that
yes,
need to be placed.
Yeah. Yes, many. Mm-hmm. And so working with DHS or an agency that does work with older child adoption or going through an organization like ours with international adoption. One of the things that I've really loved with Bethany and that I've become a big fan of is our international program, because you can go in, you fill out a preliminary application online, and in a very short time they respond to you and tell you what countries that we work with mm-hmm. you qualify for, which ones you may not, and which ones you might, depending on some situations. Then that narrows things down sometimes for people to say, okay, you know, this is this huge possibility out here. And then you have your local specialist, which would be me, and then you also have your international specialist. And they're the ones who help with all of those international questions with specific countries, with dossiers and all those type things. And then your local office walks you through home study and then post-placement visits and support, mm-hmm. things like that.
Okay, okay. Let's take a moment now. I want to pray for the church. The church should really see this as a great area of need in ministry, because too often, sometimes believers or congregations may feel like, well, that's for some people, that's not for me, and so since I'm not considering adoption, I just have no interest or I have no involvement. But in reality, again, as you've already alluded to, people can pray, because again, the need is huge, but also there's so many other ways, even if people don't adopt themselves. But then there are those people, they need to pray and say, Lord, do you want me to adopt as well? So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the ministry of Bethany Christian Services, and thank you for a ministry like that. And thank you for all the adoption ministries you've raised up all over our culture and beyond that really reach out to help provide or make easier the whole process of children that are in desperate need of being adopted for that to really come to pass. Father, more and more, pour out your grace and mercy upon the church to really get involved with this very important need in our world. Help the church to get involved both in praying about the possibility of them adopting themselves or praying for the possibility of getting involved with becoming foster parents that will provide a loving home temporarily in the needs of some children's lives. But also, Lord, raise up more and more individuals and congregations that will help raise money in view of the great expenses that so many times are involved in the powerful and the important work of adoption. And Lord, I pray that you'd raise up more and more intercessors, people that will really pray for the whole process, knowing that, again, so much spiritual warfare is surrounded around this, knowing that the devil doesn't want any children to be adopted. The devil doesn't want children to have forever homes. He doesn't want children to find a loving home and environment to be placed in on an ongoing basis, Lord. Help us to know, Lord, that there's so much work for the church to be involved in doing as it relates to this great area of need. And guide us as the church to rise to the occasion, to become involved and to be mobilized to really plug into the great work of adoption ministry. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you again for Bethany and many others like them. Bless these ministries, prosper them, and bring many individual believers and churches to come alongside them to work with them. We thank you, and we do praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, tell me, Lynn, what are some other things, ways that Bethany is involved in the adoption and related ministries?
Well, one of the ministries that we are working to develop in Mississippi is called Safe Families for Children. Mm-hmm. And it has been around in some other states for a while. And Bethany has just found it to be very effective. In the Jackson area, in those three counties right there, we have begun this in Mississippi. It started a couple of years ago. And the first year we served 6 children. Last year we served 26 children. And so we're not sure what it's going to look like this year, mm-hmm. How many children we would have served. But even DHS is really excited about the possibility of this ministry growing. The focus of the ministry is to minister to families who are in a difficult situation, but who are not families that need to have their children placed with the state. Mm-hmm. As we all know, our DHS system is heavily, heavily, it's just under a lot of pressure right now. And so when we have, let's say that we have a situation where a parent needs to have surgery and they don't have anywhere for their child to go. They don't have a safe place for their children to be for those few days while they have the surgery and recover. Well, we can place them in one of these families, and they stay. We want to keep them there for a minimal amount of time, but then they go directly back to their own family. And these are not children who require supervision. These are families who can make it on their own, but they just simply have run into a difficult situation, maybe job loss, or maybe they lost their apartment for some reason or something along that line. So the goal is for churches to come in and support this ministry financially, and then for families within their church to commit to be a safe family for children. And we do the training with them, offer the support for them. And then when a child or children are placed in their home, they're going to care for those children with their church family coming in and praying for them, mm-hmm. praying for the children, for their family, and then also providing the host family with what they need while those children are there. They might bring meals or meet other needs that that family might have. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty amazing. I was in the Jackson office for a meeting a few weeks ago, and a woman had brought her two children, and you know, it's a part of adoption or ministry where it's not always just a happy thing. I walked in the main lobby. They were waiting for the safe family to get there, and one of the children was in tears, and the other one was just sitting there on the couch. And as I walked through and began to pray through that, as I was leaving, that safe family dad had gotten there. And when he walked in, he changed the whole atmosphere for those children. Mm-hmm. And so as I walked by the front window and looked inside, he had that little boy up over his shoulder laughing, and all those tears were gone. Mm-hmm. And I said, that is great, because God has mm-hmm. brought a man who sees these children's need. It's not all about fun and games, but it's mm-hmm. about meeting their individual needs and seeing them as individuals, regardless of their background, regardless of who they are, mm-hmm. and ministering to them. So DHS has literally asked, how can we get this statewide? Mm-hmm. And so, because it's such an amazing program. So that's definitely something that churches can be praying for Bethany to have the churches and the individuals and the businesses as resources to fund, because it's completely unfunded. Mm-hmm. It's something where we need the churches to come in and fund that. And then mm-hmm. we need Christian families to come in and say, I want to be a safe family.
Well, if someone's listening and they want to learn more about Bethany, or they say, I want to give financially to that program, or I want to just better learn more about the outreaches Bethany has, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call our office at 662-327-6740. They can go to bethany.org. Of course, they're always welcome to call the Jackson office as well. If it's someone that is not in Northeast Mississippi, they can call and get more information from us anytime. My email address is lmullins, that's M-U-L-L-I-N-S, at bethany.org. We're always willing to work with a church or individuals or a business who would like to be a part of our ministry.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and just the example you just shared of, you know, the father coming in and changing the atmosphere, it just brings to mind the fact that in many ways we can be Jesus to those families and to those children. And the fact is, a huge part of just what we're called to, we're called to love people, to care about people, and to embrace people in the midst of the difficulty, the trials, the troubles that may be going through. And, of course, I wonder how many of us can really picture what it's like for a child that knows, whether it's temporarily or on an ongoing basis, they know they have to be separated from dad and mom, or dad and or mom, for whatever reason. Well, that can be traumatic. Mm-hmm. Traumatic for
Absolutely.
Any child.
Absolutely.
And for a family to lovingly embrace them, even for a period of time, to become like a second family, it can make all the difference in the world.
Yes, and when you have that prayer support in there on top of that, where that family's praying over those children and their family, and then that church is coming in and praying over those children and that family, mm-hmm. as well as the host family, what an amazing, beautiful picture of Christianity. For us, when we come together as one, we are so strong. And mm-hmm. in the body of Christ, each of us has a different part in that. And so one church might be called to one part of ministry, and a sister church might be called to another part.
Right.
We each want to do our part.
We're coming up on a break now. We'll pick up right there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our guest is Lynn Mullins, the director of the Columbus Office of Bethany Christian Services, an international adoption ministry. We'll be right back. Thank you.
there's been some confusion between the title of Engage Magazine and the term engaged.
Alyssa, would you marry me?
Oh, Todd.
See, now that's what I mean. Engage Magazine is a ministry to millennials, while getting engaged is...
Oh, Todd.
Oh, Alyssa.
Right. The thing is, we want you to be engaged.
Yes, 1,000 times yes!
That's sweet. But Engage Magazine is about being engaged with your faith in the culture. Visit EngageMagazine.net and listen Saturday afternoons at 5:30 Central on AFR.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Yeah, cause I'm a businessman.
I believe one of the greatest needs for this generation is for men to be men.
Pastor, author, musician, Carl King.
Men have lost their initiative and they're spending time in games and pornography, and the culture is vomiting this out and many men are just sucking it up. But I think that the Word of God, and I think that our culture is asking for men to step up and say, okay, I'm gonna use that manliness that God has given me. I'm gonna be a provider. I'm going to be a help. I'm going to be a protector. I'm gonna stand up. I'm not gonna use and exploit women. By me being self-controlled and self-disciplined, I'm gonna change the world.
Advancing truth, wisdom, and empowerment. UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Our society keeps trying to reduce truth to nothing more than a matter of opinion, but only in the most important area of life. Dr. Tony Evans comments on this strange contradiction as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Now, it's amazing. People want objective standards when it comes to everything else, but not how to live their life. Suppose you went to the doctor and he was getting ready to perform an operation and he said, now I think this is where I need to cut. Suppose you went to a pharmacist and he said, well, I think this is the medicine you should take. Try it. Or suppose you got on a plane and the pilot said, now I think this is the button I'm supposed to push. Now my engineer over here thinks I ought to push this button. No, at the doctor's office you want truth. At the pharmacist you want truth. In the airplane you sure enough want truth. You don't want no pilot talking about, I think, or a doctor say, I think, or a pharmacist say, I think. And every doctor, every pharmacist, every pilot wants truth. Well, now, if you can respect the truth of a doctor and the truth of a pharmacist, and you can respect the truth of a pilot, how come God can't be yea and amen? He's truth, an absolute standard of reality found in the Word of God. And Satan is winning a lot of us because how we feel is more important than what God says.
Learn more about how to protect yourself and your family in Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare. It'll show you how to live in the spiritual victory Christ died to give you, even if you're dealing with chemical, sexual, emotional, or relational strongholds. Get a copy for yourself and order the DVD-based Bible study version for your church. Details on Victory in Spiritual Warfare are waiting for you online at TonyEvans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Jesus, no other name than the name
No Other Love from the music of Lisa McClendon. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We have in studio with us Ms. Lynn Mullins, who is the director of the Columbus Office of Bethany Christian Services and International Adoption Ministry. Lynn, in this last segment, I wanted to ask you this question. Who can adopt? What individuals can adopt? And what are the persons that Bethany, what grouping are involved with the Ministry of Adoption?
Well, if you're talking about international adoption, then that's going to vary country to country.
Okay.
But with Bethany, whether it's international or domestic, we're going to require that you're at least 23 years old and that mm-hmm. you've been married for 2 years. Now, we do allow individuals to adopt, and we have had, while I've been at Bethany, we've had two or three single women who have, who have applied for adoption. And but that's going to be something we're going to want a strong Christian woman who is committed to her mm-hmm. life being pure and holy before the Lord. Right. It's important to us to offer our expectant parents strong Christian families. Mm-hmm. And so that's really our main priority. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go through that home study process with them, asking them all kinds of questions and doing background checks, interviews, and those type things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, something, I'm going to ask if you'll comment on this, but I recall having heard of a church in South Mississippi that the pastor had a vision for adoption, and he adopted him. He himself had adopted children, but he really cast the vision for his church, and I think in that one church there were at least 25 families that adopted as well. So we can influence others to prayerfully consider adoption then, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's like you mentioned earlier, in the church where my husband and I were serving, we had a family who worked with us as an interim care family that took care of our infants. If we had a need for them to be in interim care for a short time before they were placed with a family or went back to their birth family, we also had a family who worked with DHS in foster care. And then we had families who had adopted. And so it's pretty amazing the different aspects and parts where we can give. And then that church gives to adoption in different ways. And so there's so many different opportunities. You had brought it up a little bit earlier. One of the ways that a church can give as well is to have a fundraiser for Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where it might be some type of an event to celebrate adoption. It might be we've had youth groups who have done fundraisers to mm-hmm. entire churches that have done fundraisers. It can be mm-hmm. something formal and big, or it can be something casual and fun.
Right. So, okay. So there are just a number of ways churches can get involved in supporting your ministry.
Yes, and in doing that, it does open the doors for people to see, for people to understand. It's like with mission work, whether it's local or within our nation at any different place or internationally, when we begin to answer those questions for our church members, it opens the opportunity and the doors for the Holy Spirit to speak, sometimes for the first time, and sometimes it's to bring into fruition what He's been speaking for years to someone.
Mm-hmm.
It brings all kinds of opportunity. And so I one time literally had a pastor say, well, what does adoption have to do with us? Mm-hmm. Well, it has a lot. When you look in the scripture, adoption has a lot to do with us. And mm-hmm. bare minimum, we have families in our churches who are struggling with infertility mm-hmm. and who are in a very, very difficult place. And that's the way of provision for them to grow their family. But then we also have those families who literally are called mm-hmm. into adoption.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Lynn, tell me this now. If someone was to approach your office at Bethany and say they really want to adopt, but they say they just don't have any money at all, how would you respond to that question?
Well, we would look at that. We would look at their finances with them. We offer an information meeting once a month at the office they can come to. I can talk to them by phone about that. Mm-hmm. That's something where maybe their church would like to get involved. They can have fundraisers themselves. A lot of times church families are very willing to help out with those things. Mm-hmm. I had a family the other day talking about selling T-shirts at a city festival in their town. Others have sold cupcakes or had different type of, fish fries, those type things. Also, it depends on income, and each one is different, but there are a lot of adoption grants that are available.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite ones is Show Hope. We have seen Show Hope. Mm-hmm. The Stephen Curtis Chapman and Mary Beth have. that has just been amazing in the world of adoption, of bringing so much help and hope in mm-hmm. that world. So there are grants, and then also there's just simply that priority that when the Lord calls you to something, my husband and I have lived this for so many years together, when the Lord calls you to something and it seems so impossible, He always equips us. Mm-hmm. And we never know where it's going to come from, and it's usually not by our own means.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. pretty amazing what God does.
You know, Lynn, what part of what brings to my mind is that a number of people who've gone down the road of adoption, sometimes when you listen to their stories, you come to find out often they didn't have enough money, or had little or no money, or, you know, not much at all. But many times, once they determine that God wants them to do it, as you just mentioned, God makes a way.
And
there's so many powerful stories of how people who decided, well, I just trusted God because I knew I didn't have the money. And they have wonderful testimonies of how that God miraculously provided in so many ways. And so one of the keys that I hear people speak of is basically the goal is find out, what does God want? What is God telling you to do?
Yes.
And so many of these testimonies let you know it's not about money.
That's right.
If they determine that God wants them to adopt, God has a way 100% of the time.
Well, I tell clients when they come to the information meeting, I try to make sure I've covered it every time, but I hope that what they're going to hear me say all the way through the adoption process is that what the Lord says is what you go with. And if mm-hmm. He says yes, then you surrender to that. If mm-hmm. He says no, then you say yes, sir, and you don't do it. And
that's right.
Sometimes it seems like it's against our heart's desire, but the Lord sees all and knows all. Mm-hmm. And He also has that particular call in each of our lives. Mm-hmm. And so if we'll be obedient to that, then when we do get into a tough place, we can say, Lord, this is what you told me to do, and this is what our struggle is or our challenge is at this time. And you made His promises. Mm-hmm. And He does. All throughout the scripture, we see where He's reminded of His promises. And He always provides those things. Mm-hmm. And I can attest to that personally. I have not adopted. Mm-hmm. But we have had some very special needs in our life together. And it has been amazing how God has answered those things. Mm-hmm. And typically not by our own means.
Right. You know, I think of another situations where, like, sometimes you see people with such big hearts for the Lord that specifically will adopt, and as you alluded to, special needs children or children that have
yes.
difficult circumstances. They're looking for those with those special needs. Then would you share about that?
Well, we recently had a family who actually, that was not originally what was in their plan, but what they were very open to was whatever God had for them. And as we went through that, as we talked through the interview process about what they were open to, it did come down to a situation where they had a child that they knew before birth has a special need. And so they were still willing to surrender to the Lord in that. That has been a very interesting situation because they were not given a grant, mm-hmm. and this has fallen upon them, mm-hmm. and so they are just trusting the Lord with every step of the way, with healing for their child, in believing in full healing for their child, mm-hmm. and one of the things that I love about this family so much, and that I encourage my coworkers with as we worked in this whole situation, was this is a family who knows how to be on their face before the Lord and mm-hmm. to depend on Him because of their life circumstances and what He has brought them in the past, what He has brought them through, and the prayers that He has answered. Mm-hmm. So they are walking through this and understanding that God is going to meet that need. Mm-hmm. There, we believe at Bethany that there is a family for every child. And so if we have those families come forward and they're open and willing, a lot of times people don't realize that with international adoption that there are boys available. We've mm-hmm. heard for so many years about the girls, mm-hmm. but there's so many boys with minor special needs that are available and can make a referral time much shorter mm-hmm. when people are open to everything. And that's one of the things that we work to help with, is to ask those questions. Well, what is God speaking to you about this? What is it that He wants? And allowing them to take that time. You know, some of us go the long way around, mm-hmm. and some of us go right on straight through with it. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that a couple is in unison and in unity in their decision before the Lord, and that they mm-hmm. are well prepared and well educated for whatever situation it might be.
Well, now, what if somebody, if a couple comes and the wife really wants to adopt, but she says, my husband just doesn't want to do this, what should we do? How would you respond to that question?
Then that's something we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that because it's really, really important for that husband to have his questions answered, his concerns addressed, and then they need to take that time together to continue to pray.
To pray and be on
Yeah, I recently had a family. They were not in agreement on age range. And she really had an age range she had in mind, and he had a different one. And so they agreed that what they were going to do was take time to pray over that. And when they knew that the Lord had brought them into one accord, then it would be time to move forward.
So
in the meantime, they're well-educated about adoption. They know what their options are, and they're ready on that part, but they're simply waiting for the Lord to speak.
Okay. Well, then our time is just about completely gone. I'm going to ask if you'll take just a minute or so as our time comes to an end. Pray for our listeners, whatever's on your heart, to pray for them as it relates to getting involved with the ministry of adoption, would you?
Okay, absolutely. Lord, I just thank you so much that we can come together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, I thank you that whether we're in our homes or in our cars or at work, Lord, that you bring us together as one when we pray. Lord, I thank you that we have the freedom to have Christian radio stations, Lord, that give us the opportunity, Lord, to bring your voice. Lord, I ask that you prick many hearts today, Lord, in the different areas. Lord, so often you surprise us that we thought adoption was one thing, but that you actually have a different part in that for us than we ever dreamed or imagined. So, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you just open up hearts and spirits and minds, Lord, to see and to hear and to understand what you have for each individual in this. Lord, whether it is to love on a family who has adopted, to support our ministry, Lord, to adopt themselves, or Lord, to consider foster care, foster care to adopt. Lord, there's so many different options with international and domestic adoption. Lord, we thank you so much that you love us. Lord, we thank you that you see each intricate part of our lives.
Thank you.
Lord, that you see all and know all. And Lord, that you do, Lord, you promise us provision, Lord, as we are obedient to you. And Lord, you equip us as we go, and we thank you, God, that you do that so often, miraculously. And then also with just other believers that step in and say, you know what, I see that there's a need, or God has spoken to me that there's a need.
Amen. Praise God. Our guest has been Lynn Mullins, the director of the Columbus office of Bethany Christian Services. Lynn, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Good to have you. Please pray for the ministry of Bethany Christian Services. Thanks again for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.